This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, our cattle market cannot get past the fact that everything's negative, and I mean that fundamentally and technically. As we saw mostly downside today, the live cattle tried to struggle the best they could, holding positive, and the only contract that actually closed positive today was the December live cattle. Feeder cattle took the biggest hit today. Feeder cattle saw all new contract lows, some new contract lows, and live cattle also. Boxed beef was $1.84 higher on choice, $92 higher on selects, moved 81 loads. We saw a kill of 114,000 head of cattle, and on the close, December cattle, 62 cents higher, while February were down 7 cents. January and March feeders both closed down $2.60, and February lean hogs were 85 cents higher today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, we saw yesterday quite a move to the downside led by the soybeans. We saw profit take and pull the market lower yesterday. We saw a continuation of some of that selling today, but in a much smaller fashion. Volume was not very active today. News-wise, extremely quiet today. Only the corn market was able to pull out a fractionally higher close as everything else closed negative today. Keep in mind, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report, which is supposed to only see small tweaking of numbers. March KC wheat and July KC wheat both closed down 2 cents today. March Chicago wheat was down a penny and a quarter. March corn was up a half a penny. July corn up a quarter of a penny. January soybeans down 5.5, March soybeans down 6 cents, and March cotton 13 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis.